Once she got a job, she started to pay her rent again, correct?
No, his live-in girlfriend had him pick up the slack.
She said she wasn't making enough, so I gave her an extension.
Then cut him loose.
The day before Valentine's Day, she broke up with me.
It got kind of bad, so I just decided to leave.
But there's one bond they couldn't break.
So it was no good. The relationship was over. Now, if the relationship is over, the lease is still on.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
21-year-old Trevin Owens is suing his ex-girlfriend, 22-year-old Emily Tran, for breaching their lease, rent, and the return of property.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 546 on the calendar in the matter of Owens versus Tran.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Now, you and Ms. Tran were boyfriend and girlfriend, and you moved into an apartment together, and you both signed the lease. So far, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
You signed the lease on what date?
December 1st.
2015.
Did you sign an extension of the lease?
Yes.
On what date?
December 1st, 2016.
And then?
Signed another one on December 1st, 2017.
Right, which means that you were both obligated to pay half the rent. Then the two of you had a fight.
Correct.
And you had a fight, according to what I read, the day before Valentine's Day of this year.
Yes.
Yep, the day before Valentine's Day, she broke up with me, and I didn't know she was going to.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. The whole story is a much larger story than that. This is the Reader's Digest version of the court, which is, it's sort of shrunk. She broke up with you the day before Valentine's Day, which is always in February, leaving most of the rest of the lease to go.
Yes.
Now, Ms. Tran, did you have a discussion with Mr. Owens?
I did not.
You did not. You just left.
We had an argument, and it got kind of bad, so I just decided to leave. At the time,
okay.
I said I would give him a week, and I would be back, and it just got worse.
Okay, so it was no good. The relationship was over.
Yes.
Now, if the relationship is over, the lease is still on, which means that you're not living there anymore. Is that right?
I'm still living there.
You are. Do you want not to live there?
No, I can't afford it.
Well, then you have to break the lease, right?
Yes, correct.
And there's a lease fee to break the lease.
Correct.
So that each of you has to pay for half of that. Do you understand? Because this just happened. You lived there last month, right?
Yes.
Did you pay the rent last month?
Yes.
Great. And you want to move out the first of the month coming up?
I'm trying to, yes.
All you have to do is break the lease.
Yes, but I do not have the funds to break the lease.
Well, you're going to have the funds to break the lease because she's going to pay for half breaking the lease fee, which is, according to your papers, $1,800 and some odd. That's not unfair, correct?
Correct.
Good. So she's going to give you $925. You're going to put in $925, and you're going to break the lease and go find someplace else to live that you can afford.
But I'm also looking for back pay.
Okay. You're looking for back pay. That you're not going to get. Now, the two of you were living together as a couple, and you lost your job.
Yes.
And we had a...
Pay careful attention. When you live together, when you sleep together, there's no such thing as back pay. You agreed to split the rent, which you were splitting, until she lost her job. Then she got a job, and when she got a job, she started to pay her rent again, correct?
No.
Oh. When Emily got a job, she still never paid me any of the money that she owed me for back rent.
Correct.
Correct.
She owes me back rent. See, I gave her an extension because she said she wasn't making enough, so I gave her an extension.
Well, I'm asking you this, Mr. Owens. Listen to me very carefully. When she got a job, that was in what month?
She got a job in September, and I gave her an extension. She said she wasn't making enough, so I gave her an extension until February, and then she broke up with me and decided to...
An extension from September when she got a job. Look at me. From September when she got a job, in October, did she give you money for rent?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
How come?
When I got a job in September, I was making around $200 to $250 every 2 weeks, and I would give him a part of that money as well as pay for food and buy necessities for the home.
Okay, just a second. So when you got a job, you were giving him some money?
Yes.
No.
And you were shopping?
For
yes?
Food.
And you were sleeping in the same bed?
Yes.
And you were having intimate relations?
Yes.
Okay. I don't care. Do you understand?
Yes.
Great. So far, now it's not working out, and you get $925 so that you can break the lease if this apartment is too expensive for you, because I can't tell you to get a roommate because it's a one-bedroom apartment. So if you can live cheaper someplace else or live with family, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. But she has to pay for half of breaking the lease. She can't one day decide, oops, well, I'm not happy with this relationship, and I'm not happy with you. I'm going someplace else, or I'm going home to my mother. There's still a responsibility for the lease that you signed. And if somebody's got to break it, then it's the joint responsibility to pay for the break lease fee. Now, you have another part of this nonsense. The other part of this nonsense is for property. You claim that when she left, she took your vacuum cleaner and a television.
Yes, I have
evidence. Okay. When did you purchase the vacuum cleaner? After 2015?
Yes.
And when you were living together from 2015 up until 2017, you were sort of sharing expenses, other than living together as a couple. Is that right? I'm not bothering with the vacuum cleaner. What's next?
I have a TV that I bought.
Okay. How many TVs were in the house?
Two, but I gave one to my...
How many TVs were in the house on the day she moved out?
None.
So, there were zero televisions in the house when she moved out. She took the only television.
Yes.
Now, you say in your answer that there were two televisions, and the two of you decided that he was going to keep one and you were going to keep one. Is that a true answer?
Yes.
Explain it to me.
We had two TVs. He gave one to his mother. And
when?
About 5 months before that.
Well, then that's stupid. Your answer is stupid. Because at the time then that you moved out, you only had one television in the house.
Correct.
It's not as if you moved out and you had two TVs. You took one, you left him one. Evidently, the two of you bought a new TV together. On whose credit card was the TV?
Mine's.
Okay. And in September, according to you, is it about September when the TV was purchased?
Around there, in 2016 also, but...
In 2016?
Yeah.
We're now in 2018. I want to ask you a question. When was the last time you watched TV?
I don't know. I've been so under stress, I haven't watched TV.
But you own a TV.
Yeah.
Yes. And when did you buy the TV?
I think it was around January.
Well, that's not possible, sir. She didn't leave until February.
No, she didn't leave till February, yeah.
When did you buy the TV that's in your house now?
I think I bought it around last year, and I gave it to my mom.
And then you took it back when she
took the other... No, I didn't take it back. I gave it... My mom still has it.
Mr. Owens... Do you understand? You're never going to look good in this case. I don't believe that you're living in an apartment without a TV. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
You just told me that you had a TV, and I asked you.
I have video of the TV is gone. I don't have a TV in my house.
I'm asking you, when did you get the TV that is currently in your apartment?
I got it about last year, and that's the TV I gave to my mom that she said.
Okay.
My mom had an old box TV.
$925. So far, that's what she owes you. Now, the next thing is I have a counterclaim. Oh, I sold my car in April of 2017 and helped Trevin by lending him $1,000 as a down payment for his car.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a year ago. Now, did you ever drive in his car?
Yes.
Did you go to dinner in his car?
Yes.
So you just used his car?
Yes.
Now, what kind of car do you have?
I have a 2002 Nissan Frontier.
And he has a 2008 Dodge Avenger?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you're telling me I lent him $1,000 in April of 2017. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
Okay, good. And then you didn't pay rent because you lost your job and you were only making a limited amount of money starting in September. Is that right?
Yep.
So at that time, you weren't paying your share of the rent. You were just buying some food and giving him some money when you could because you were only making $250 every 2 weeks. Is that right?
Yes.
You think that courts are going to get involved with this nonsense? It's not going to happen. All right? Now let's move on to the next thing. The next thing is your furniture. Entertainment center, couch, coffee table, and dining table. When did you purchase it?
Around 2016. January or February.
Well, just a second. You moved into this apartment in 2015.
Yes.
What did you use for furniture?
Nothing.
You had no furniture?
No.
Is that correct?
Yep. We got our furniture in the beginning of 2016 that I purchased. I have evidence that I purchased the couch. And she does have other items in the house, in the apartment.
What does she have?
She has her couch, but none of those items are bought. Those are used items. And I told the police. The police came to our...
Stop talking. You bought the couch, according to you, in 2016. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Did you purchase it?
I purchased it, yes.
What about the entertainment center?
The entertainment was given.
By whom?
Her mom kind of found it and brought it to our apartment.
So it was a gift from her mother?
A gift, yes.
A gift from her mother.
For both of us, yes.
She's taking it back? The entertainment center?
Yes.
Okay. What about the coffee table?
The coffee table was also a gift.
From whom?
Her mom.
That goes back to her mom?
Yeah.
What about the dining table?
That's also a gift.
From her mom?
Yes.
Good. It goes back 5 days.
May I
say entertainment center, coffee table, and dining table. You have 5 days to get it out. If you don't get it out within 5 days, it becomes his. Do you understand?
Yes.
I will sign the order. Is that reasonable?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. On the claim, $925 judgment for the plaintiff, and I will sign an order for the return of those three items to you. We are done. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
He's threatened to put my photos online and all types of stuff.
No, I did not. I did not. That was all a lie.
He let the air out of my tires.
Never slashed her tires. Never did that.
We both knew that it was over, but he just didn't want to accept it.
It came to an end because she was cheating on me. So that's pretty much it. That's how it came to an end.
I hope I can go on and he's not in my life ever again.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Hartley versus Bailey. Step forward.
Amelia and Alvin Hartley are suing their former roommate, Emily Bailey, for unpaid rent, utilities, and cleaning fees.
Ms. Bailey, I'm going to start with you. Before you rented a room from the Hartleys, did you know them?
Yes, Your Honor.
From where?
I met Amelia Hartley at Red Lobster, where that was our place of employment at the time.
You were looking for a place to live?
Yes, ma'am.
They had an extra bedroom?
Yes, Your Honor.
So you rented the bedroom when?
I rented the bedroom May 3rd, I believe, of 2017.
And what was your rent?
It was supposed to be $200.
No, what was the rent that they told you they wanted for the room?
$300.
Is that what you paid them each month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then there became a time when you were unemployed?
Yes, ma'am.
When was that?
That was September of 2017.
How long were you unemployed?
Until mid-December of 2017.
Did you pay your rent in September?
I did not, ma'am.
Okay. Did you pay your rent in October? No. Did you pay your rent in December?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so that's 3 months. Did you pay rent in January?
Yes, ma'am.
So you didn't pay for 3 months' rent. That's part of what they want, is the rent for 3 months. So we're going to take this case in pieces. You tell me why you don't owe them for rent. They let you stay. They didn't kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
They said when you get a job,
yes, ma'am,
you can make it up. Ball is in your court.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Amelia and Alvin Hartley claim former roommate Emily Bailey moved out owing for rent, utilities, and cleaning fees. Emily is countersuing for bank fees and utilities.
You tell me why you don't owe them for rent. They let you stay. They didn't kick you out.
Mm-hmm.
They said when you get a job,
yes, ma'am,
you can make it up. All is in your court.
I feel like I do not owe them because I've done a number of jobs for them during me not working.
Good.
I've also taken care of the house. They went on numerous vacations.
Okay,
and left
that's
me
not
and
a reason
tenant.
Not to, that's not a reason not to pay rent. So you owe them for 3 months' rent. That's 300 times 3 is $900. That's my rudimentary math. That's on the plaintiff's side.
Okay.
Now, what else are you suing her for?
Unpaid rent for March and April. She left without giving us any notice to the landlord or ourselves.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question. Prior to her moving in May of 2017, how long had you been living in that apartment?
A year.
And prior to her moving into the apartment, how many roommates did you have?
I had one roommate in one room and another roommate in another room.
And where did you stay?
We had a third bedroom.
Oh, so you had a three-bedroom. Now, when Miss Bailey lived there, how many roommates did you have?
We had her and one other tenant.
Did that other tenant remain?
Yes.
Still remains?
No, she moved out shortly after Miss Bailey did.
Do you have a copy of the lease that you had with Miss Bailey?
Yes, Your Honor.
I'd like to take a look at it. Oh, this is a lease for all of you?
Yes.
With the general landlord. It's not
yes.
a lease that she has.
No, we okay. all signed it together with the landlord.
The landlord was not present during the lease signing, Your Honor.
That doesn't make any difference, as long as she signed it. Now, when did you move out?
Towards the end of February, because we got in a huge altercation, and I was forced to move out.
Okay.
March 5th was the exact date, Your Honor.
Did she pay rent for March?
No. Yeah.
Did she pay rent in February?
Yes.
Yes. In January?
Yes.
Okay, so far we have 3 months, and now we're talking about March. I want you to tell me what happened in March.
Well, we just got in a huge altercation one night, and it was already boiling over about rent and bills. The two plaintiffs were yelling in my face. It was the middle of the night.
That's true.
That's very true. because I have a witness. They were yelling in my face and intimidating me. I felt intimidated, so I decided to move out of the premises so there wouldn't be any altercation or any fights.
That's fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Amelia and Alvin Hartley claim former roommate Emily Bailey moved out owing for rent, utilities, and cleaning fees. Emily is countersuing for bank fees and utilities.
Now, your lease is up when?
April 30th, Your Honor.
Fine, so it's almost over. All right, so she owes you $900 from when she was not paying rent, when she was not employed so far. Anything else, or are we done?
No, Your Honor. Here is a letter from my landlord stating that she moved out without letting him know.
I don't care. I don't care. Listen to me. Don't care.
Yes, Your
Honor.
Keep
going.
We paid her portion of rent for March and April, as well as utilities for all of those months.
You got the April's rent.
What part aren't you absorbing? I said she owes you for the months that she wasn't working, for the 3 months that she didn't pay you rent. When you're leaving this apartment, now I assume you're going to leave the apartment at the end of this lease, which is 2 months, March and April, which is what you're talking about. I said I'm not giving you that.
Yes, Your
Honor. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
So now, I don't need to see the letter from the landlord. $900 is what she owes you. There was no question you had a fight. You had a fight about rent and bills. She said goodbye. You're two people. You stayed in the apartment. The other tenant moved out a month after she did.
She moved out weeks before I did, Your Honor. I'm so sorry for interrupting.
What else are we talking about?
Unpaid bills for September, October, January, and February.
What unpaid bills for the months of September, October, and November?
Water and electric, Your Honor.
And what was her share of the water and electric for those 3 months?
It was divided by the person, so it was a quarter.
They don't know
of the
because
bills.
They never showed the tenants the bills.
If you're going to shout out anymore, I'm
sorry,
just going to give them exactly what they want. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
What was her share of the water and electric?
$63.12 for the month of September, $70.82 for the month of October, $73.22 for the month of November, $55 for the month of January, and $72.43 for the month of
February. 63, 70, and 73. She was working afterwards, and she was paying you rent, right? What she didn't pay you was for the 3 months, and if you had a problem with bills during that period, that's your problem. Anything else?
When Ms. Bailey moved out, she left her room with damages in the room. I had to go and re-clean and repaint her entire room to make it ready for the end of the lease move out.
Show me pictures of what it looked like when she moved out.
There was a mirror shattered and broken into the...
Just show me a picture of the room, what it looked like when she moved out. That's not a picture of what the room looked like.
No, those are individual damages.
1106, what's next?
That's it, Your Honor.
1106. Now you have a counterclaim that's nonsense, and the basis of your counterclaim is that you were being charged too much rent.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's your choice. You signed the lease. They took you in.
Mm-hmm.
You all signed the lease together.
Mm-hmm.
And the agreement was that you pay $300 a month. You didn't like the fact that it was divided the way it was because they were sharing one room, but they're two people. That's the thrust.
They were paying less.
Even if they were paying less.
Okay.
That was your bargain. That's what you bargained for. This is not buyer's remorse.
Okay.
You bargained to pay $300. That's what you paid. You owe them $1,106. We're done. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. Did she sell a dog that wasn't hers?
The vet would not be able to give her back to me because of the chip. I've just been completely devastated.
Next Judge Judy.
Just them invading my room when I wasn't there, going in my room, touching my belongings.
Oh, that was completely fabrication. She left her room while she would be gone for days at a time, and then she would actually get in my face yelling for her.
Extremely upsetting, emotionally upsetting. I probably won't live with anybody else again.
A half hour, 45 minutes at a time, calling me every name in the book.
Just time to do it on my own.
Pretty much quickest way to ruin a friendship is to move in with them.